there were certain things I knew when they asked me to do the Super Bowl. I was like, I'm going to close with Let's Get Loud, and that was a definite. And I knew that I wanted to put forth a message because I knew who I was representing. I knew I was representing not just myself, but women, Latinos, and everybody, and all humans.
She is known for her voice, and what a beautiful voice it is. Jennifer Lopez will be giving us 7 J-Lo super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
You. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast, brought to you by Amazon Audible. If you want to get things done and also learn at the same time, what a great way to do it. Listen to your favorite books, whether you're driving, whether you're working in the yard, whether you're working inside the house, whatever it takes. You can listen while you actually work. Maybe it's at the gym. That's when I usually listen to books, is at the gym. Now, my book of the week, I actually have 2. One that if you have kids, usually about 8 to 14. This is a great, great book. Just got done reading with my daughter. Slider by Pete Hopman. This is the greatest tease ever. It's about 2 brothers, one that's on the spectrum and one that's an ascending eater in these eating contests. How's that for a tease? But it's a great, great book. Slider, just got done reading it with my daughter. And then also, if you want a business book, good business book is from my friend Adam Grant, Think Again. So that's his latest, Think Again. Or if you feel inclined, can't get enough of my voice, my latest, The Focus Project. I've read it myself on Audible. It's doing very, very well. So thank you so much for continuing to download that on Audible. But what we're downloading here today is going to be 7 super tips from Jennifer Lopez. And here we are with tip number 1.
I think it was about 10 years since my kids were born. They turned 12 last Saturday. About 10 years where I just decided that I was going to work in a way that I hadn't before, and I was going to grow in a way I hadn't before. Once you have kids, for me, what happened was I realized I had to do better. That I was doing okay, I was doing good, but I had to do better. It's like what you said to that lady in the audience, like you have to take care of yourself so you can take care of your kids. And that's what happened. And I think this year that's happening, my 50th year, which is crazy to think that that happened.
But you know what, because isn't it true? I read that you said somewhere, and it was just the best definition. You said, you don't feel like you're aging, you just feel like yourself. So the number doesn't even mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I honestly feel the same way I did when I was 28 and put out my first record. I do. And I think it's a mindset of just continuing to realize that I'm still growing. And so long as I'm still growing, there's still somewhere to go, that there's more to journey, that just because I turn 50, it's not over.
No.
No, that's what I realized. It's not over. We're just like at halftime right now.
Okay, that was tip number 1. Most of us know that J-Lo is Jenny from the block. But what exact block is she from? What Bronx, New York neighborhood did Jennifer Lopez grow up in? Was it Castle Hill, Kingsbridge, or Orchard Beach? Castle Hill is the correct answer. And here we are moving on to tip number 2.
There were certain things I knew when they asked me to do the Super Bowl. I was like, I'm going to close with Let's Get Loud. And that was a definite. And I knew that I wanted to put forth a message, because I knew who I was representing. I knew I was representing not just myself, but women, Latinos, and everybody, and all humans. And what I wanted everybody, every little girl, and I decided I was going to put like, I was like, how many girls will you let me have on the field? You know what I mean? They were like, you can have 50. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. And I just wanted them, the message that was very clear to me that needed to be said was, be proud of who you are and don't ever be afraid to use your voice and get loud in the face of injustice or anything that you don't agree with.
Okay, as we move on to tip number three, in the 90s, what boy band did Jennifer Lopez dance for? New Kids on the Block is the correct answer. And following up that, she actually landed a job as a dancer or a fly girl on what TV show? In Living Color is the correct answer. Here we are with tip number three.
I mean, I had started my work with the Children's Hospital, and I met a whole group of kids. And Paige came down to the set, and I just got to know her very well. And I remember her so because she was talking about her hair and how she missed her hair, and she had a hat on. And I was like, well, it's beautiful. Even when you don't have the hat on, you look beautiful. And it was just, she just touched me so much, and the struggle of, you know, what a sick child goes through. And it's just, they're still just kids, you know, and they just want to be hanging out and doing their thing. And she was a little girl. And I just, when she passed away, was right around the time before my album came out. And I just knew that I wanted to dedicate the album to her because she had touched me so much, you know.
Moving on to tip number four, which Jennifer Lopez film debuted at number one at the box office the same week her J-Lo album debuted at number one on the charts? What film was this? And keep in mind, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, is the only one to simultaneously have a number one box office hit with the number one album. Has never been done before and hasn't been repeated since. That movie, here's the hint. The movie also starred fellow Austinite, all right, Matthew McConaughey. Check out his podcast. We have two of them, actually. Awesome. One of our top downloaded podcasts, so check it out. Great book, too, out. Green Lights. That movie's name, The Wedding Planner. All right, here we are with tip number four.
When I was putting the Vegas show together, I thought we have to have a great Latin section. And I think it's because it's one of the things that I do that nobody else really does in American music, you know, that they can kind of go between those two worlds and dance in that way. And that really is honestly probably where I feel most comfortable, you know, because I grew up around it. My mom, every holiday was no English music. It was all Spanish music. We hated it, but, you know, because we wanted to hear, like, whatever was the cool music at the time. But all the parents wanted to hear only Spanish music. So I grew up with it, and it is so in my blood as far as, like, how I move. Even when I dance hip-hop, I feel like it has a little bit of a Latin flair to it. You know what I mean? It's just who I am. And I didn't realize the power of that as far as how it relates to me as an artist until I did the Celia Cruz. I knew when we did Selena, but it wasn't until years later when I did the Celia Cruz tribute on the American mm-hmm. Music Awards, how much an American audience loves it, how they respond to it. And I was like, wow, because we did this whole thing for Celia Cruz on an English program in front of an English audience. It was the biggest thing on the show. It was just crazy. And I was like, wow, that they appreciate this when I do this, you know? And I just wanted to, it's like I think about my audience and I think about what my fans want. I think about what people want to see. When I'm doing a show, I feel like that's my responsibility as a performer. And so I wanted to make sure we had a great Latin section in the show.
Great tip. Tip number five is coming up. But which Jennifer Lopez film had the biggest opening weekend at the U.S. box office? Was it Monster in Law? Was it Made in Manhattan? Or was it Ice Age Continental Drift? It was Ice Age Continental Drift. Little trick question, because Jennifer Lopez supplied the voice in this animated film, Ice Age Continental Drift, and she was the voice of She-Ra. How many films has Jennifer Lopez starred in that opened at number one? Is it one, is it two, or is it five? Five is the answer. Five films has opened number one with J-Lo. Number one, Made in Manhattan, Monster in Law, Anaconda. I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. That movie's terrible. The Cell and Ants. All right, here we are, tip number five.
Well, here's what happened. I had the kids, and I started working on some more music. And I don't know, I just kind of had a... I started thinking about life in a different way. Like I said, I started asking more questions of myself, of love, of what was right, of what was wrong, all because I wanted their life to be great too, you know? And I knew for their life to be great, my life had to be great, and I needed to fix some things. And that is where all kind of the music came from. And on the floor, the minute I heard it, even though it's not a romantic notion or some, a deep song, it was a straight, you know, beastie dance song. But the minute I heard it, it became my anthem.
Your
know
anthem.
What I mean? And I was like, I remember I was working with Red One and he played me like 10 songs. And I was like, oh yeah, we'll do this one, this one, this one. And in this little room they were working on the floor, and I kept going into that little room going, when are you gonna be done with this? Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're not done yet. And I was like, yeah, just write the second verse and let's go. I mean, this is the song. And I knew it immediately that was the song. It had the mix of the Latin and a mix of the kind of rapping in the verses, and it was everything that I was wrapped up into one. And it was also saying, you know, you gotta go hard, you gotta get on the floor, you got to get yourself together, you have to do this right now.
All right, that's tip number five from J-Lo. She received her star on Hollywood Walk of Fame June 20th of 2013. And then in 1998, she was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical. What movie was she nominated for? Was it Anaconda? Hell no. The Cell or Selena? Selena is the correct answer. Selena is the correct answer. Jennifer Lopez has twins with what pop star? Johnny Depp, Ben Affleck, or Mark Anthony? Mark Anthony is the correct answer. What judge did Jennifer Lopez replace when she joined American Idol in 2010? Was it Simon Cowell, Steven Tyler, or Ellen DeGeneres? It's the one and only Ellen she replaced. Okay, I'm getting too excited with the trivia. We're going to move on to tip number six.
For me, live music has always been such a big part of my upbringing. When, you know, at Christmas time, all we listened to was salsa and merengue, you know. And, you know, when you're young, you're like, I hate this music. I want to hear hip hop. I want to hear the pop music. I want to do this. And they loved, you know, my parents and my grandparents, they always like instilled that in us. And I didn't realize how much it seeped into my blood and into my makeup that it would be a part of me in this way as I got older, and how much I'm connected to, you know, Latin music, and how much, you know, it just, I just loved it. I grew to love it in such a way that I, growing up in the Bronx, I didn't think I would. Like, it was like not the cool thing. And now to see it kind of permeate the streets in the way that it has, because it's really the urban Spanish music, the reggaeton, all of that stuff, right? That has kind of taken over.
Serious.
It's so much fun. It's pop music now. It's pop music now. And so for me, you know, being part of what they call the Latin explosion with Ricky Martin and Mark and Anthony and Enrique Iglesias and Shakira back in that time where it was like, they called it the Latin explosion. All of these artists came out at the same time. It's crazy to see it now. And we had to sing English music, but now it's like Spanish music on the charts, right? It's a whole different movement.
All right, that was tip number six. Jennifer Lopez has several perfumes. Which of the following is not one of her signature scents? J-Love, Glow by J-Lo, or Be Still? Be Still is not from her line of perfumes. I think it was the best one I read off there. It's better than Glow by J-Lo and J-Love, but Be Still is not one of her perfumes. In September 2015, the United Nations Foundation named Jennifer Lopez as the first ever what? Global advocate for girls and women at the UN Foundation. All right, true or false? Jennifer Lopez's song, Jenny from the Block, I'm just Jenny from the Block, is the singer's biggest Billboard hit. That, surprisingly, would be false. I'm Real is J-Lo's biggest Billboard hit. All right, about to wrap things up with number 7. J-Lo is all wrapped up in a green silk chiffon dress with a tropical leaf and bamboo pattern to the 2000 Grammy Awards. You might even remember this. It kind of broke the internet, but it garnered a ton of media attention. Who was the designer of this iconic dress? Was it Dior, Alexander McQueen, or Versace? Versace is correct. Thank you for playing today's game. Here we are on to tip number 7.
And it's still not great now, just for a caveat, right? But back then it was just like, how am I going to be an actress? And in my mind, I was like, I want to play the girl, the woman, right? Just not the Latin woman in the Latin role where you think I should play, you know, the cook or the nanny or something like that, right? That I wanted to be the lead. I wanted to just represent for everybody and make everybody see that it didn't matter if you were Latin or Black or Asian or whatever, you're a girl, you're a human being. And so there was those challenges of breaking through that. And when I got my first romantic comedy, I remember thinking, oh, I'm the girl. I did it. You know, or when I got, you know, even the movie Anaconda, and it was me and Cube, you know, starring in an action movie. And we weren't going to get killed. We survived. He did not get killed in the first few minutes, right? I did not get killed in the first few minutes. Everybody else died, and we survived. And that was groundbreaking. And it was very challenging at that time. Really, really hard. And I think now it's more accepted. But still, I mean, the Latin representation in movies is still like 6%. I think there was like, I remember I was at some conference and this woman was talking about how we needed more diversity in films and people producing and everything. And that the two films that were produced and starred in by Latin people were mine. It was just my two that year. It was like, what?
That was tip number 7 from 2-time Grammy Award winning nomination, not award winning, but nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. J-Lo, thank you for joining us for today's 7 super tips. I hope you got a lot out of today's podcast. My hope is it helps unlock and unleash the inner superpower that's within you. All of us have that superpower within us. The show is just to give you tips from some of the top actors, actresses, thought leaders, business leaders around the world. So you get those tips to help unlock and unleash that superpower on the world. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I greatly appreciate it. If you want to give us a review, please feel free to do so. We also want to thank our sponsor, Amazon Audible. Thank you for making this all possible. It's your listening pleasure. If you want more listening pleasures, go to Amazon Audible. You can listen to any of your favorite books out on Amazon Audible. It's a great way to do two things at once. As I always say, you do something manual while you're listening to that actual book. Or if you've got a long drive in front of you, a lot of us are driving during COVID, it's a great way to pass the time as you drive. This podcast is also only possible because of the great people that put it together, that helped produce it. That's Kelsey Gomez, Jake Brin, and Savannah Pettinger. So huge hats off to them for making this possible each and every week. And a huge thanks to you for tuning in to listen to the Super You podcast. Thank you for making it so high on the charts. It's so crazy to think how much we have grown together with this podcast. So thank you for making us high on the charts each and every week. Really appreciate it. Anyways, this is Eagle Man reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.